Inspiring, complicated, and ultimately tragic, Jacob Blickenstaff relates how the movie Amelia mixes science, engineering, and moxie to form adventure.
The latest film by Mira Nair is Amelia, the story of Amelia Earhart, arguably the world's most famous female pilot. A pioneer and promoter of aviation, Earhart was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, and the first person to do so twice. She set a number of other aviation records, including the woman's altitude record, being the first woman to fly nonstop across the United States, and the first person to fly solo from Honolulu, Hawaii to Oakland, California.
Miss Amelia Earhart,
why do you want to fly?
I want to be free.
Earhart would be remembered today for these accomplishments, but she is most famous for the tragedy of her failed attempt to be the first woman to fly around the world. Navigator Fred Noonan and Amelia Earhart disappeared over the Pacific on July 2, 1937, on their way from Ley, New Guinea to Howland Island. They had covered over three-quarters of the 35,000-kilometer journey around the world. No wreckage of their plane was ever found. This film, based primarily on two biographies of Earhart, East with the Dawn and The Sound of Wings, interlaces her early flight adventures with scenes from the ill-fated round-the-world trip. In the 1930s flying costume of leather helmet and jumpsuit, Hilary Swank looks almost identical to the familiar press and publicity images of Earhart. As a standard Hollywood biopic, romance is also an important storyline in the film, and we see Earhart's relationship with her husband and promoter George Putnam, played by Richard Gere. The film also presents a relationship between Earhart and pilot Jean Vidal, played by Ewan McGregor. So what is there for a science teacher to sink his or her teeth into in Amelia? A lot of flying, and that means a lot of physics. Pilots are always negotiating the combination of upward lift, forward thrust, weight pulling down, and drag pushing back. A plane generates lift primarily on the wings through a combination of the angle the wing makes with the air and the curved top surface of the wing. The angle of the wing, or angle of attack, means that the wing pushes down on the air, and by Newton's third law, the air pushes up on the wing. The curved top surface of a wing makes the air that goes over the top move a bit faster than the air passing below the wing. Fast air exerts less pressure than slow air, so there is less pressure on the top than on the bottom of the wing, and you get lift. Another place to see this effect is in a soft-top convertible car. When driving on the highway, the roof bulges up because the air outside the car is moving faster than the air inside, and there is a net force up on the roof material. Early in the film, we see Amelia Earhart's first flight across the Atlantic, one where she was a passenger while two men piloted and navigated the plane. They hit significant turbulence, and the door of the aircraft pops open. First, Earhart and then the navigator are nearly lost out the door before they are able to close it. Since the air outside is moving very fast, and the air inside is virtually still, there would be a large pressure difference tending to push objects out of the plane. There have been a few incidents of commercial aircraft losing a portion of the fuselage, and passengers or crew being sucked out through that gap. The phenomenon that makes flight possible can have dangerous consequences as well. In my print and online versions of this review, I address the other three forces that act on the plane in flight. Now, it's also worth noting that Amelia Earhart worked throughout her public life to advance women in aviation, a field that was and still is dominated by men. Approximately 6% of pilots in the U.S. are women. The film shows several examples of Earhart's work to promote female pilots, including participation in women's air races and leading the 99s, an organization of women pilots. Earhart is shown encouraging girls to imagine themselves as pilots in the future. I hope science teachers will use the story of Amelia Earhart's life to inspire students to succeed in areas where hard work and dedication are required.
If you miss this island, you're out of fuel with 2,000 miles to go.
I understand the danger. I can handle it.
You wouldn't sell a salesman, would you? No one has made it.
I will.
Did you receive transmission?
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.